talk about the Toronto International Film Festival. Just been to my first festival, I'm 28 years old, traveled solo, stayed in an Airbnb, and saw 13 movies in 4 days. And I can give you guys a few do's and don'ts before you guys attend your first festival. First things first, you have to find out where you're going to stay and how you're going to get there. I flew from New Brunswick to Toronto for $220, flew to the Pearson International Airport and took the train to the Union Station, which is downtown. It's a 20-minute train ride. I highly recommend this is the route that you guys take if you're traveling into the city. You should book your tickets for these things as quickly as possible. As soon as you know that you're going to go to the festival, get on the ball and book your plane ticket and book your Airbnb. My Airbnb was 2 kilometers away from Festival Street, which is King Street in Toronto. I walked to the festival each morning and then I Ubered back at night. The reason why I decided to Uber home is because I stayed for the Midnight Madness screenings. And they can end at 12, they start at 12 a.m. So, I mean, you're only going to get home at 3 o'clock in the morning at the earliest sometimes. So, with schedule release day, what are you looking at and what are the next steps? There's many different categories that the films can fall under. The most prestigious is the gala presentation. This is where the red carpet is rolled out. The biggest celebrities and the biggest directors will debut their movies. And if it's a first showing, especially of these movies, it is extremely hard to get tickets to. Same rules apply for the special presentation, which take place at the Princess of Wales Theatre. It's the second biggest venue after the Roy Thomson Hall. And it's $95 a ticket for these special presentations and gala presentations. My favorite category at my first festival was Midnight Madness. This is where TIFF shows a movie at midnight each day, usually a horror, thriller, or comedy in my case. They are so fun. The crowd is really interactive. There's a little bit more chatting and laughing than your average movie-going experience, but it's definitely worth it at Midnight Madness. That's kind of the atmosphere that they give off. So be prepared going in that it's almost like a party where you're watching a movie is how I would explain it the most, but it's so fun. I saw Friendship with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd was in attendance, actually, and the crowd was losing it, dude. Like, it was actually amazing. So you have to decide what movies you want to see. You're going to create a short list of the movies that take priority over everything else. But if these are Oscar buzz movies with celebrities and big name directors, you have to be prepared to pay over face value for these movies or just not see them at all. To guarantee your entrance into these movies, you can pay for a TIFF membership at the highest tier level, which is around $1,200, and maybe even more than that, and they decline in price the lower the steps you go. So I got the bottom step, which is just a normal TIFF membership. I got it at the 25 and under rate because I kind of called TIFF's bluff and said, if I just buy this, is anybody going to check my ID and realize I'm over 25? And the answer is no. So I would suggest doing that as well if you can feasibly pass for a 25-year-old. That cost me $75. I didn't get it at the early bird rate, which I highly recommend you guys do because it's half price on top of that. Plus, you get 1 day earlier access to buying tickets when the sales finally go live. I was able to buy my tickets 2 days before the general public, and I actually thought it helped quite a bit. I heard a lot of people saying that you don't really need to do this. You don't have to buy a membership. Just buy with the general public, and if you get them, then so be it. In my experience, having the 2 day early access actually helped quite a bit. There's only a few tickets left when I got some for a few screenings, so I'm assuming that if they went live to the general public, I would not have got everything that I wanted to see. But it's totally up to you guys. If you feel like you're okay with missing a few movies or paying over face value on the secondary market, by all means, take the risk and just buy with the general public. So let's talk about the venues that you'll be watching the movies at. There's 5 different venues, the biggest and most glamorous being the Roy Thomson Hall. It is definitely designed for concerts. And I heard a lot of people say that if you sit on the balcony or the dress circle of this venue, it's not a fantastic view. I saw 2 movies here, and I sat in the orchestra section for both. So the bottom floor, I was probably in the middle of the pack for both, and it was completely awesome. The screen's huge, super high definition. The sound system's amazing. So if you're able to sit in the orchestra for this theater, I would highly recommend. Actually, if you're able to sit in the orchestra for any theater, I would highly recommend it. I mean, it's definitely the best experience. I will say that I sat in the dress circle and balcony for the 2 other concert-like venues, which is the Princess of Wales and the Royal Alexandria Theatre. My seats were okay for the dress circle and the balcony. I would highly, highly recommend sitting within the first three, four, five rows of the second two levels if possible. You can sit wherever you want in orchestra and it's going to be fine. I mean, I know a lot of people hesitate to buy tickets that are right up front or on the sides of these venues, but the screens are a little bit farther back than you're used to at like a normal Cineplex. At Cineplex, it's the screen and then the seats follow immediately after that. At these venues, there's a stage in front where the Q&A will happen with the directors and the cast. So, sitting in the front, you're not really in the front. There's quite a bit of space between you and the screen. If you have to sit in the front, I think it's totally fine. When you're sitting in the dress circle and balcony for these venues, I would highly suggest being in the first four to five rows. Anything after that, you're kind of staring down, almost like you're watching a movie that you're holding in your lap. It's not terrible, and if you have to do it, you have to do it because, I mean, maybe that's all that's left when you go to buy your tickets. Just be prepared that it's not your typical movie-going experience when you're watching a movie looking kind of at your feet. After that, you have the TIFF Lightbox, which is one of the coolest buildings that I've been to as a moviegoer. It's three levels, and I'm talking the building itself, not the theater. There's three levels to it. There's a gift shop and a restaurant on the bottom floor. On the second floor, there's a bar and a lounge where a lot of the cast and crew will go to after a screening for private events and stuff like that, but it's open to the general public if there's nothing booked. And on the top floor is where you have the Varda Cafe, and I lived at the Varda Cafe during my first time at TIFF. There's a free jug of water that you can pour yourself a cup of water in, man. Water at TIFF isn't cheap. Like, if you want to buy a water bottle at a movie screening, it's like $5, and there's not a whole lot of convenience stores in direct proximity to King Street on Festival Street. So you're gonna go there and drink a shit ton of water in between movies and get a coffee and get a pastry or whatever, but I would highly suggest checking out the Varda Cafe when you're trying to kill time in between movies. Now for the actual cinemas inside the Lightbox. They are awesome. They are literally designed for someone who is going to sit there and watch a lot of movies. The seats are big, like a little bit bigger than your average Cineplex seat. Really comfy, lots of legroom. And legroom is your best friend when you're seeing multiple movies a day. Fair warning, at the Royal Alexandria Theatre, the legroom is significantly less than what you're expecting, and if you're somewhat long-legged like myself, you're gonna get uncomfortable and you're gonna want to stand up to stretch your legs. But that is not a problem at the Lightbox, like I said. It's awesome, lots of room. I would suggest, if possible, to sit in the middle of a theater. I sat in the front and I sat in the back, and neither of them were bad, but the closer you can get to the middle, I would say, is your best case scenario. So that's four of the five venues that I've named, and the last one is just the Scotiabank Cineplex, which is downtown Toronto. It's your average Cineplex. It's two stories, so your theater might be upstairs, might be, I think they're all upstairs actually. I think I had to take the escalator for each movie I saw at the Cineplex. I will say that for these, you do want to be there pretty early because it is so unbelievably chaotic inside the Cineplex, man. There's so many lines going in every direction that it's actually really confusing, and it's little overwhelming for your first time at TIFF. So get there early and ask questions to staff. Any questions you have, there's so many staff around that I guarantee someone within 10 feet of you at any time has the answer you need. So you go to buy a ticket and it's sold out. What do you do? My first piece of advice is do not fill up your schedule with movies that you're not totally into just for the sake of doing so. I did that once. I bought a ticket for a movie because I had nothing else in the morning of one of the days I was at TIFF, and the movie I really wanted to see was sold out, so I thought. Later on in the day, I refreshed Ticketmaster randomly, and there it is, four tickets, which I'm assuming were reserved for cast and crew or industry members that canceled, and these tickets opened up for face value to the general public, and I got a ticket to to a movie I really, really wanted to see and skipped another one, which I had a ticket to. I tried to sell it on Ticketmaster, but it was too last minute, so I had to just eat the cost of that and go to a movie I really, really wanted to see. So, like I said, just keep an open slot available if you have to. Your secondary option is most likely going to be there anyway, just because it's probably a little less popular than the one you want to see the most. So yeah, keep an open slot and just refresh Ticketmaster like it's your job for a week. an hour and even minutes before the premiere of the film you want to see. How much money are you going to spend on tickets? Like I said, the special presentation and the gala presentation, these tickets are $95 face value. Randomly, they'll go down to $44. I think that's just if TIFF is releasing some of those tickets, say, for press and industry members or cast and crew that go back out to the public. I've seen tickets fluctuate from 45, back up to 95, back down to 35, back up to 95, just randomly day by day. So I wouldn't wait for these tickets to drop. If you're getting a ticket for face value and it's a movie you want to see, just buy it. Be prepared to buy tickets for resale on the secondary market. I had to do that once for the Midnight Madness movie, but I really, really wanted to see it. So I think if you're prepared to do that once during your trip to TIFF, buy one ticket over face value. It's not such a big deal. I was pretty fortunate that I only had to do it once and I got everything else that I wanted for face value. So the next thing I'll talk about, and something that I really struggled with at my first TIFF, is what to eat and what to drink during the festival. I was smart enough to eat breakfast before I went downtown for the day. So it was about a 20-minute walk from my Airbnb to the festival. I went to the Sunset Grill, which is on the way if you're walking from where I was down King Street. There's a breakfast place called Sunset Grill. I ate breakfast there all 4 days that I was at TIFF. And it's great, man. It's like $13 for a normal breakfast. I mean, is what it is. I think it's a great price for downtown Toronto. And you can get quite a few calories in you before you sit down for the day and watch as many movies as humanly possible. I will say that if you're someone as ambitious as I thought I was when I first bought tickets to TIFF, you're going to buy screenings that just run all day long. And you'll think, okay, well, if I have an hour in between movies, that's plenty of time to run to get a bite to eat and get a drink and use the bathroom and get in line and adjust myself to prepare to watch another movie. And that's just not true. Okay, so I'm just going to talk about a few observations that I made just chatting with the public and just what I've seen from other moviegoers at the festival. If you want to walk down Festival Street during a major screening of a movie with a lot of celebrities, you might want to take some other route than just along King Street, because, like I said, they shut down the street, and the way you line up to see the celebrities is on the sidewalk, and this sidewalk is 10 people deep all the way to the back wall with screaming fans and photographers and anybody who wants a picture with a celebrity. I mean, this shit gets crazy. So if you have like 30 minutes to get to your next screening, you're going to want to take an alternate route, because walking down Festival Street during a red carpet premiere is an absolute nightmare. I chatted with quite a few press and industry members at the festival. A lot of, basically everyone you talk to asks you, what do you do in the industry? And my answer was nothing. I work a federal government job that has nothing to do with movies. And they say, why are you here? And I say, because I like to watch movies just like you. I just don't work in the industry. My bad. But yeah, be prepared to, I don't want to say you're going to be pestered by these people, but they will chat with you, especially if they're trying to promote something. Be prepared to have someone lecture you on the benefits of working in the film industry and why you should watch their movie. I also saw a lot of press members walk out of screenings early. So any reviews you see that are coming out of festivals from press members, and anywhere in their review they say that they left a screening early, I would 100% disregard that review. I've seen press members walk out of screenings with 10 minutes before the credits and even 3 minutes into the movie. I've had people come up to me if I'm in their row and they need to get past me. They will come up to me before the movie starts and say, just letting you know, if this movie isn't good, I'm going to be leaving. So fair warning that I will be crossing over the top of you during the movie. I'm just letting you know that. It's almost like they're telling me that, hey, I heard this movie's going to be bad. Be prepared to want to leave. But yeah, I didn't walk out of any screenings. I find that so weird. And I know that press members have so many things to do during the course of the day. They might not have time to waste watching a movie that they paid for. But yeah, if you see any reviews mentioning that they walked out of a screening, that literally could mean they walked out of the opening credits to a movie. I mean, I've seen it happen. So disregard that review, man. Like, if you really want to know if a movie's good that came out of a festival, just wait to see it for yourself or read as many reviews as possible from any credible source you know. Last thing I'll say about TIFF is that it's an amazing time. If you love movies, you're going to have an awesome experience. You're going to meet so many cool people that love movies even more than you do. You're going to meet people who you really connect with, especially if you're traveling solo. People notice that. People notice you're alone, and they kind of want to bring you into the whole experience, that tip. It's like a big family when you're there, and I'm not even just saying that. Like, people really do try their best to make you feel welcomed, and I really appreciated that. Be prepared to spend a lot of money. I did, more than I should have, but it was my first time, and it was 100% worth it, and I cannot wait to do it again next year. We really need